Dude, I love thinking about like Bruce Wayne in the Batcave. You know, he's got all these monitors up and he's like watching what the fuck's going on and looking at Gotham. And then you got this other guy in the Fat Cave and he's just like, he's got Mountain Dew cans everywhere. And he's getting Cheetos on his keyboard and he's like, oh my God. He's a scroll. He's a fucking scroll.
He's a scroll, and I knew it.
Like, he's in the Batcave, and he's like, hindsight just dropped another one. Holy shit.
Alfred, the new hindsight dropped in my mailbox this morning.
Illuminati's fake.
Oh, I knew fuck. It. I knew it.
Where's this guy getting his information?
Welcome to Because Nerd. I'm your host, Chris Farrell, joined today by Full House of Nerds, Clint.
Hey, man.
Mike.
Hey, now.
Tess.
Angel makes me moist.
And Logan.
Oh. Hey-o.
I wasn't ready for that one either.
Like the toilet paper? I thought that was supposed to have the opposite effect. Right.
that delayed me for just enough time to make it seem like, wow, Chris is uncomfortable. Like, you know.
You're welcome.
No, that was a smooth move. That was
a good one. That was a good one. It does the opposite.
He is handsome.
For me.
He is handsome.
I know, right?
He's not fucking handsome. No, you're wrong. You're what? Absolutely wrong. Oh. Have you seen him in any of the movies? He's the ugliest. We'll talk about. Okay, we're not going to do that right now.
All right, we'll have a chance to get to that in just a second. As it's become blaringly obvious, today we're going to be talking about Angel. We're also going to be talking about Hindsight Lad. To kick things off, kicking it over to Clint for Killing Batman.
Okay, so I'm going to go over a character that we all hate, and if you don't hate him yet, you're going to. His name's Hindsight Lad. To give a little background on him, I'm going to tell you a little story about who he is and where he came from before we get into how he's going to, you know, mercilessly slaughter fucking Batman. Our story takes place one sunny afternoon on Earth 616, where a computer nerd and virgin named Carlton Lafroig, who fucking knows, was kicking it with his roommate, Robbie Baldwin, when a sudden dark energy engulfed the apartment building he lived in.
Boom.
Almost killed by the crushing darkness that was once being created by a villain called Darkling, Carlton's life was saved when his roommate Robbie revealed that his secret identity was actually Speedball of the New Warriors. So thankful and awestruck by the fact that he had been living next to a bona fide member of a superhero team, Carlton decided to repay his friend and team by the only thing he knew to do. He threatened to fucking reveal Speedball's secret identity unless he allowed them to join the team despite his lack of powers and experience with women. So instead of murdering him on the spot, immediately after learning of the blackmail threat, the team begrudgingly and somehow fucking allowed him to join the New Warriors. And he gave himself the name, actually, Hindsight Lad, which is retarded. And that's where the story starts with our character today, Hindsight Lad.
I think you've outdone yourself with this one.
That's a friendly team right there. Right off the bat, they're blackmailing each other.
It's not them. It's this fucking dickhead.
It's just him.
Dude.
It's just him.
So he's just a computer nerd, a guy. You know, he's basically an obnoxious, self-fulfilling dickhead that has no superpowers at all.
I mean, he's a pretentious dick. I think that's a pretty strong superpower.
It worked.
It is. It worked. He doesn't really have any superpowers, but his abilities are he's a mediocre PC gamer and computer enthusiast.
Solid.
Platinum level Pornhub member. He's an accomplished researcher. He's a trivia enthusiast, and he's a capable organizer.
Capable.
And his weaknesses are he requires corrective lenses.
Okay.
And then everything else.
Sure.
So, quickly realizing why he's going to be so easily able to kick Batman's ass.
Well, we're going to get there, though. I thought about that as well.
Those lenses can really focus a laser beam. Like, I mean.
Well, if he doesn't have his glasses, it gives him gas.
So Speedball is Like, he kicked off the whole Civil War arc, right? When he let Nitro blow up a school because he was doing reality TV superhero bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But they pushed down to this mediocre gamer and capable planner.
Yeah, that is a valid point.
He's very capable.
And they can't just murder this guy. Like, they're like just going to let him join the team.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, they literally like could have just wiped him out and been like, well, fucking the darkness consumed him. You know, we have somebody who can pretty much detonate like a fucking sun, but we're going to let this asshole join the team.
The team's like, he does have a great gaming setup.
Well, he might put him on blast on Twitter from what I understand. So, I mean,
yeah, very true.
Could get pretty tough pretty quick over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Speedball ends up getting pretty fucking canceled.
He did get canceled.
Yeah, but Speedball's a double agent, so I get why he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I can't hear his name without thinking Snowball.
Did you say Snowball?
I love Snowball.
The one other thing I know is that in Civil War, he was so upset about what he did to cause the school to blow up that he has a suit that has spikes in it that he wears that constantly hurts him. And it channels some kind of Hulk level power that he can summon by hurting, by being like super emo. But
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He dedicated to his life a life of penance after that.
Oh,
that's funny because I think they called him Penance in one of the comics.
They changed his name to Penance.
That's his name. He changed his name to Penance.
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks, Mike.
I remember that now because now I remember the comic, but that was subliminal in the back of my head.
That was legit as shit.
Whoa. I got goosebumps, man.
Slipped it in there good.
I know, right?
Got the fucking chills.
We just illustrated actual nerd cred in this place, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. He pulled that out of nowhere.
So check this out. One of the things that we're talking about, the incident with Speedball and with Snowball and with everybody else, right?
Yeah.
What's really fucked up about this guy, he basically blackmails his way into the team. Now, he calls himself Hindsight Lad. There was a write-up. I didn't write this, but basically it was superpowers of being able to say annoying things like, if only we had done it my way. So he don't even have powers of hindsight. He literally is just like, well, shouldn't have done that. And that's his power.
That is hindsight. That's the purview.
Everybody has the power of hindsight. We all have the power of hindsight. Yeah. Hey, you ready for this? In hindsight, Bruce Wayne shouldn't have gone to that movie with his parents.
Oh.
Like what I did there?
Ding.
You like what I did there?
Son of a bitch.
Ooh, is that how he kills Batman?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is exactly how he kills Batman.
Well, that wrapped up really fast. Wow.
And that's it, the end.
He invites him to a movie.
Exactly. He's like, hey, let me get my glasses and I'll meet you at the movie in 5. He's like, well, my parents are going, that's all right. You can go with your parents. I'll be out there.
So one thing I just got to comment, his outfit is outstanding. I love the mirrors. He's got like a football helmet, but not like a normal football helmet. It's like your special kind of football helmet.
Air quote special.
And he went ahead and like attached like rear view mirrors to it. But they're not in a place where his peripheral vision can see them.
Nope. So if he's giving you a piggyback ride, you can see who's behind you, but he can't.
Right. Exactly.
You're real close, guys.
It's so the person that's fucking him can do their makeup.
Exactly. Oh, fucking right on. That is beautiful.
Sorry.
You win. So check this out really quick. I'm glad you brought up his costume. This is the last thing I got on him here, really. It blew my mind. Hindsight caused some trouble for the team, for the new those jackasses. He caused some trouble
for the new jackasses.
So get this really quick. Hindsight fucked himself and the team because he used the Avengers funds. Somehow he like hacked in and got the Avengers credit card. To order new costumes for himself, this other guy named Justice and Time Slip, along with new comm badges. So he literally stole their credit card information, bought new costumes to get rid of the helmet with the thing on it. And basically the Avengers had to hunt him down. He changed his name to Mr. H. Ladd to get away from like being caught, which is, you know.
Clever.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I love he didn't drop Ladd, though.
No, he didn't. Right. And the shitty part is this guy just keeps getting off on it. He basically did that, and then they found out, and Black Widow basically found out that he is the one stealing the credit card information and agreed to let him keep the new materials and the new shit.
Huh?
For what reason? I don't know. Somebody died, and he was going to help him with it or whatever, but he got some turbo armor. Like, it gets really fucking stupid after that. He got away with it.
You can't put this shit on social media. I tell you what, man. you can keep that bullshit helmet. You keep all that shit you got. Just we've already replaced the credit card. Let's just call it a day.
Look. Just don't put me on Twitter, please.
Right.
Like, dude, this guy definitely has a power. This guy has a power.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
He keeps people from murdering his ass.
So check this out. This is the part that really fucking sucks about Hindsight Lad. He's kind of like QAnon because eventually what he ends up doing is after Civil War happens and all that shit goes on with the school, he fucking outs all of the superheroes on the side of Tony Stark. He literally goes and outs everybody's secret identity, right? And then once he does that, he goes into hiding and becomes the Marvelologist or whatever. One of the things I saw here, it's Carlton has become a reclusive, paranoid, self-proclaimed Marvelologist with experts in the truth of the Marvel universe. And then it says he came up with the Galactus hoax theory, alternative theories about Captain America's assassination, a claim that the president of the United States is a Skrull, a conspiracy theory that all events of the Marvel Universe is being orchestrated by an Illuminati group comprised of Beta Ray Bill, Brother Voodoo, Dazzler, Lockjaw, Deadpool, and Puck. So I don't know how that found its way into this real fic.
Yeah, I love Puck.
Like, he goes down a hardcore rabbit hole of just being a douche.
Okay, so this is crazy. His real superpower is that he's a giant prick.
Yeah.
But so his research is literally based on what people do today. Like, read an Onion headline and there you go.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's fucking QAnon, man. I'm telling you.
Dude, I love thinking about like Bruce Wayne in the Batcave. You know, he's got all these monitors up and he's like watching what the fuck's going on and looking at Gotham. And then you got this other guy in the Fat Cave and he's just like, he's got Mountain Dew cans everywhere. And he's getting Cheetos on his keyboard. And he's like, oh, my God. He's a Skrull. He's a fucking Skrull.
He's a Skrull. And I knew it.
Got a little tinfoil hat on. Two-way ham radio in the corner.
Hindsight Man out.
Yep.
So I'm trying to imagine him sitting here in the Fat Man Caves. And like, I see him sitting there like sending out his Q drops. The fuck he's doing.
His hind sights.
I like it.
But even better. Yes, exactly. He's sending his hindsights out. And like, I see Bruce sitting over in the Batcave and being like, oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, something's going down.
He's duping him.
Wait, were you saying that like Bruce is actually kind of a hindsight fan?
Yes.
Like, he's in the Batcave and he's like, hindsight just dropped another one. Holy shit.
Alfred, the new hindsight dropped in my mailbox this morning.
Illuminati's fake.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it.
Where's this guy getting his information?
Batman starts obsessively following, and that's his downfall.
Yes.
He starts believing everything.
Alfred's right. Like, Miss Master Bruce, I really don't think Dazzler is part of any kind of... Damn it. There's the proof is right here if you look. It's in this picture from 1985.
Over. It's all true.
Alfred, you're blue-pilled.
Absolutely. And you know why, too? Hindsight's, you know, main power is to out people's secret identity. So he's like, people can't know I'm Bruce Wayne. I got to follow this shit. They're going to tell everybody that I'm Bruce Wayne.
Okay. I have a theory. See if you follow this. He doesn't actually kill Batman. He stops Batman from being Batman. Batman stops being Batman because he is now so enthralled in following of all of his teachings. He stops being Batman and he just becomes a lad boy follower.
Batman's a true believer. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Excelsior, yeah. True believers.
Yes. Exactly. It's deep. So he doesn't so much kill Batman as much as he just like sends him into hiding until the sweet grip of death takes him, is basically what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just entropy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yep, there we go.
Hindsight Lad kills him in the most depressing way possible. And we've had some pretty bad Batman deaths. But this one, I think, is like, I'm kind of upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It takes a special type of evil, like the kind that comes from a mediocre Pepe guy.
Mediocre internet troll.
It takes that person to truly get to the core of it and take down Batman.
Yep.
He kind of perfected the whole keyboard warrior cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That became a superpower.
100%.
I mean, it's really stupid, but there's no questioning how powerful that shit really is, you know, these days.
Stupid yet effective.
We've seen it.
We just proved it.
I think we can all agree here that Hindsight Lad is the one villain that we've all talked about that we all agree on, actually. Because, like, I got some pushback for, you know, for Skate Man and all kinds of shit, but we're all in agreement here.
That's because he's an evil genius.
I really hate this guy. I didn't hate Skate Man, but I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah. Me too.
And I just learned about him.
Highway 1, I thought, was a great guy, you know?
Highway, oh, US 1, come
Highway
on.
One. Highway 1. Highway 1 was a great guy. So folks, I'm glad we can all agree on the best Batman villain, I think, in the history of Batman villains. That is Hindsight Lad, and I appreciate your time. And be on the lookout for the Hindsight newsletter.
Some hind drops.
And what do you listeners think? Comment below.
Comment below on if you think Dazzler is a secret Illuminati member.
Like and subscribe.
So, don't forget to hit the bell too, so you get all of these
notifications
as soon as they come up.
If you want to make sure you get our Hindsights, go ahead, subscribe now.
You can make change too. Like and subscribe. All right, let's roll it into some shitty X-Men, because I really hate fucking Angel too.
Of course you do, Satan.
Okay, well, let's go ahead, take a slight little moment here, let Logan get his composure again so that he can walk us into a shitty X-Men, and everyone get your towels ready, because Tess's seat is going to get pretty soaked as we get started on this thing. So here we go.
So there are many, many mutants in the Marvel Universe, and some are bound to be shitty. Today, we will be talking about Angel, a.k.a. Walding Worthington III.
What is it? What is it?
Which, actually, I was going to do...
Warding, stop it!
I was going to do a bit where I say his name all stupid, but after doing it in my head for 5 minutes, I can't say his name now. I'm making myself stupider every day, and now I can't say it. I can't say the real name. So
I got you. Warren Worthington the Third.
Okay, there you have it, folks. That's the real name. It's Worthington. Whoa. So Angel is one of the original X-Men on the X-Men team, and in the 60s he kicked ass, right? Like, in the 60s, if you could fly, that kind of puts you above most other people.
Very literally.
Badoom.
Yeah. Because they didn't give people guns. They didn't have the Punisher back then. So if your superpower wasn't, like, able to get at somebody in the air, then being in the air kind of protected you. Mm-hmm. So you could just kind of fly up there. Plus, if you're a bad guy and you're the size of a baby, Angel could just grab you, fly 50 feet in the air, and drop you. And that baby's exploding when it hits the ground.
Do we have a list? I'm trying to imagine my baby-sized villains right now.
Right?
MODOK?
Or just a baby. Or it could just be a baby.
Oh, just, okay. Or any baby. I mean, that's
just
true.
Babies.
Okay, yeah, let's just go with a baby. Yeah.
I would actually like him if he was that guy. If he was a bad guy dropping babies, I'd be like, that dude's fucking metal. That's rad.
It happened a little bit.
Oh, whoa.
And it set the mutant movement back, but it was really fun. Professor's like, Hawk Angel, you've got to stop that. I mean, people fucking hate us already. You're dropping babies.
Look, Angel, I get it. It's fucking funny, okay? But seriously, it's not good press. They're killing us on Twitter right now.
He's all, what about a puppy? No, we love fucking... Goddamn it, Angel.
People goddamn love puppies. Don't do it, Archangel. So his power was pretty kick-ass in the 60s, dropping babies. And really, Stan Lee did a great job of making a team where it works really dramatically and dynamically. Beast kind of uses his acrobatics to get to the front, pummel some people. Cyclops is in the back giving tactical shit and shooting people with his eye beams. Angel's in the air. It all works really well, I think, as a comic, especially back in the 60s. I think it was really well done with their powers and how battles would happen.
Except they kept getting flanked because Cyclops could never get his peripheral vision straight.
Exactly. He was just looking forward.
Yeah.
That was Jean's job.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That's why she's on the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get it.
But it's been brought up. You know, Angel's hot.
Yeah.
He's pretty jacked. And he's got the fucking angel wings.
It's got some gravitas to it by itself. Angel wings just kind of do a thing for you.
Well, let me say really quick here that I loved like the way you're describing in the 60s how like it worked, right? In the 60s, that was believable because they hadn't come up with like, you know, common sense yet. So at the end of the day, they were like, we really got to lean into this because like he's got wings, but like it doesn't make sense that a human without giant wings can fly. So what do we got? We got to give him hollow bones. Birds have hollow bones.
Yeah.
Let's give him hollow bones.
Okay. So that's where it gets a little weird with Angel, right? Because even since I was a kid, I was like the hollow bones. I couldn't get it out of my head. Like your hollow bones are going to break much easier, but he's supposed to be stronger than an average human. His ability to lift is supposed to be 500 pounds. So he can get it. He can get a big fat baby, no problem.
Oh wow!
Do you even lift, bro?
Wait, if he has hollow bones, does he have white shit?
I'd like to think so.
He's got a cloaca. I mean, I'm pretty sure. So yeah,
that's a cloaca. But yeah, way to go, Mike. Stepping on my toes there with Angel facts. Shit, I didn't fucking know.
I'm going to drop some more bombs on you then, too, coming up.
Babies, me.
Babies, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 500-pound
baby bombs.
Yeah.
Baby bombs.
I'm going to drop more babies on you later.
Bro, do you even lift babies 50 feet into the air and drop them?
He was dropping babies all over New York.
He was. They're like, we can't catch this goddamn serial killer. He's just dropping babies everywhere.
I'm just walking to work. I'm walking to work one day, a motherfucking baby drops on my back.
We can't catch this guy. He's so hilarious, but we can't catch him. It's so fucking funny, but it's trash.
Angel, the fucking serial killer.
So where I'm going with this is, you know, pretty cool guy, pretty badass superhero in the 60s, pretty useful guy. All right, enter the 70s, right? And then, like, we have a lot more superheroes that can fly. For example, Storm, who flies in the most awesome and the most conspicuous way possible.
Tornado?
She flies by tornado, so, you know, she's not sneaking up on anybody, but, you know, it's pretty fucking awesome.
Who fucking cares? You got a tornado, so.
Yeah, for real.
You also have Banshee. Banshee joins the team at that time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. How about Banshee?
Banshee was the most metal guy of all time.
Banshee's flight is fucking crazy.
Banshee flies the stupidest way possible. And in the X-Men cartoon, they animate it, which makes it way, worse. Way stupider.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, jumping off a cliff, and he goes, ah! It's so stupid when they try to animate it.
Oh my god.
Somebody bookmark Banshee for a later date, because that dude is actually the fucking worst, and I have so much shit to say about him.
You know what? That is a good contestant, I think, for another a shitty X-Men.
Put it in the comments. Do you want to see Banshee?
Yes.
Like and subscribe and remind me about Banshee right down there, because I will forget. So we have like Storm, who's awesome at flying. We have like all these other people that can fly and do other things when they fly.
I gotta say, this just really makes me feel even worse about Cyclops. Because like, seriously, you couldn't like figure out how to shoot your eye blast at the ground and like fly. I mean, everybody else figured it out somehow.
Oh. Like, imagine how stupid that would have looked. That would have looked stupider than Banshee. Just killing everybody.
Can't see where he's going at all.
Cyclops actually—he couldn't control his body though, so his body's just flopping backwards, upside down, with his eyes blasting into the ground. And
super amazing when he accidentally cut his own fucking leg off.
I have to get on top of that building and fast.
But they accidentally cut it in half.
Where'd the building go? Who's dead down there? Oh, everybody's dead. Okay, cool.
Crisis averted. Really quickly here. It was Havoc. He was Cyclops' brother, but isn't Havoc just Banshee, but not from his mouth?
Oh, no. No. It's not sound waves. No, Havoc does the same thing that Cyclops does, except for he does it with control. And, I mean, from all the pictures I've seen, they're from his junk.
From his dick?
He motions down like that before he does his move.
He does. He does a suck it move.
He does the X-Men suck it, and then music comes out?
Right.
It's a DX moment.
But, like, if you recall from our Cyclops conversation, episode 6, he's got the same power of reaching to the other dimension. So he emits marinara from his
from his dick.
No, He emits Alfredo sauce.
You're right.
Either way, you're going to have a delicious meal at the Summers house.
No. Invite the Summers boys over. We're making a good fucking prosciutto and some pasta. Invite those boys over.
Just let me know how much of Parmesan you want on your salad.
So there's like a cocaine gym meeting. What are we going to do with Angel? He's been on the team since the beginning. We can't just, you know, scrap him. We got to do something. He's become very redundant. So yeah, after you're doing handstands on mountains of cocaine, they decided to dress him up in purple and pink high heels and give him metal wings, which were pretty badass.
That's, you know, dope, though. I mean, yeah.
Archangel is dope.
Yeah.
I love Archangel.
That could shoot metal feathers, which sounds really stupid, but it's really cool.
But they had neurotoxins in them.
Sure.
I mean, it was a vast improvement over just shooting the feathers.
Exactly.
Ah, I'm allergic.
Oh, shit. Real quick about the metal. So I loved Archangel. I thought he was fucking rad. Like, he was way cooler than regular Angel. But the thing that always that got me as a kid, he shoots his metal, his feathers are these metal bladed wings that are fucking rad, right? But they don't grow back. So like after about 45 bladed wing, you know, feathers, he shouldn't have any wings left. Like, how do they come back? Do they magically appear or do they grow? So it's like, in a month, I'll have wings again. Like, what? I don't understand. Does anybody know?
Have you ever seen a featherless bird? Like, what the fucking wings look like? Like, he's just got these, like, horrible things, like, sticking off his back. It's just, like, bowed over looking bony things sticking out. And he's like,
He's, like, still in the fight. And they're like, Warren, leave. It's fucking gross. This is gross. Get out of here. And he's like, I still have some fight. I can still do stuff. You can't fly anymore. You've got no wing blades and you're grossing us out. Get the fuck out of the battlefield.
Without the wings, he's just a guy in high heels.
That's really it.
If Apocalypse will give me some new fucking feathers, I might be able to get back to my fighting game.
He has to make a shameful trip to Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hey, can you hook me up? Yeah, I'm out of feathers.
So I'm picturing, when does Archangel realize that if he shoots too many of these metal feathers out, that he's not going to have enough to fly? And I'm hoping he does that mid-flight.
Oh, yeah.
Real high.
Yeah.
Because I don't think those hollow bones are going to do too well for him once he smacks that ground.
But like, wait a second. Doesn't the metal then omit the hollow bones part? Like, I'm pretty sure that whatever weight we were saving off of hollow bones, we probably just lost it all on becoming metal. Like,
nope, yeah. It's organic. We're good.
Oh, it works. It just does its thing. Okay.
Organic metal weighs way less.
Yes.
Okay.
The built-in bullshit meter. You just got a willing suspension of disbelief. Well,
if I'm not mistaken, though, in the comics, he's never really flapping his metal wings. He can just, like, propel himself somehow through magic, and the wings more of just there, right? So I don't think he really has to flap them. So Apocalypse did him a huge fucking solid. He's like, these wings suck. You're going to fly on your own willpower, and here's some, like, metal shit. Like, let's go. I'm sick of you making us look bad.
Well, yeah. We've got our transition from Angel to Archangel, but I think we have a lot more to talk about. And I think we have many, many, many more episodes for Angel or Archangel in the future. I think that listeners can be anticipating a lot of Angel material.
Yeah. If you want to hear more about Angel, put it in the comments. Get down in the comments.
Just put it down there and remind me about the other thing I forgot about already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just remind me. Please remind me, because I forget everything. Almost instantly, including Wordy Fins the Third name.
Wordy Fins?
Wordy Fins.
I fucking love those things. They're delicious.
His name sounds like a pretentious piece of shit, dude. I'm Warren Worthington.
Fuck you, little pigeon bitch, living off your daddy's money.
Wally Wallington, Wally Oxenfree. Wally,
where's Worthington?
Dolly Wally,
more like Warren Worthless the Third.
Warder of the just like and comment, and you know, just say warding Wardington.
Lick the like button.
The Third.
And, ring that bell. Ring that bell like that.
Make sure you get the number right. It's the Third.
Ring that bell like Angel Food Supply.
The rest of it doesn't matter. You can say David Davidson.
Do you like your food loose or in a bell case?
The Third. You can say
WW3.
Ringer Rawling the Balls. Oh shit, I broke my own rule. The Third.
Oh.
I said the Balls. The Third.
I'm here for it. Every single second.
Out here.
Where's Waldo? Oh, damn it.
What's his real name? Warding Warderson the third. You have Warder the third. As long as you get that last part.
Still want to hear more? Well, you're in luck, because there's plenty more where that came from. Check us out at becausenerd.com or search for us wherever you get your podcast. We'll catch you nerds next time.
The president's a Skrull. Dazzler runs it all.